Hello, Joe Burns here with White Rock head coach Brian Gemmell after a 5-3 loss to the Richmond Sockeyes. Coach, let's talk about the fact that the Whalers went down 2-0, then roared back with two goals from Nathan Brand, took the lead, and then unfortunately Richmond were able to cash in the third. When you're dealing with the team, when it is such a chippy game, both teams are just yapping at each other, a lot of harsh checks out there. How do you keep yourself and the team even keeled on the bench?
Well, I think you have to deal with the adversity of the game. It's an ebb and flow, and there's going to be moments where, you know, you're getting penalties and you got to kill those penalties. You got to play through that adversity. You have to learn to do that. It's going to go both ways. And, you know, there was a fair share of times where we could have scored in the power play, a lot of times where they could have scored in the power play. They unfortunately for us capitalized on their one power play opportunity there to tie the game, and then we had an unfortunate... You know, we're doing the right things on the fourth goal. They score, and we're trying to use glass and out, and hits the stanchion and goes right to, I don't even know who it was, but it scored that fourth goal for them, but it goes right to him, and then he walks down there. And, you know, our goalie, Keegan Maddox, stood on his head tonight, you know, and gave us a chance to win, and that's all you can ask in a game like this. They're a veteran-laden team, and they're going to definitely provide opportunities for our team to have to be resilient and deal with the adversity that comes with playing a team like that.
Kazi Yamasaki scores tonight. Certainly has upped, as I spoke to him just a moment ago, his physical side to the game has really become apparent so far this year in White Rock. He is one of the returning veterans. He's also can be a bit yappy out there at times. What can you tell me about his play so far this season?
We've asked Kaz to, you know, we're becoming a team that relies on 3 to 4 lines a game, and you know, you can see that by each game. You know, it's a different group of guys contributing to the score sheet, and a kid like, you know, a guy like Kaz, you know, brings good leadership skills, and he's going to stand up for his players, but he's got a lot of skill out there as well to be able to contribute on the score sheet, and we need guys like him. He's what helps lead our young guys into battle every night, and he's doing a great job, and he's embraced his role on that line with Smythe and Dylan here. So it's been really good seeing him flourish in this role in the short of the season that we've started. So.